my friends. Welcome to the Divine Your Life podcast. My mission in this podcast, in this life, in my job, is to help align the mind and body with deep healing so you can access your truth and your power and divine your life. I hope you enjoy this episode, and if you do, please share, like, comment, review, all the things. I appreciate you so much, and let's dive right in. Oh, hello, Divine Your Life fam. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I am coming to you live from this intro in Oahu on my beautiful little porch that overlooks the ocean. I'm feeling so full, and the question that I continue to ask myself is, how good am I going to allow it to get? How easy, how fruitful, how delicious, how fun am I going to allow my life to get? And today I just wanted to prompt you with that question. Where in your life are you settling? Where are you just not allowing yourself to get into the expansion of abundance that you so deserve and desire? And I hope that all my episodes bring you to new insight, but this one today especially can show you the proof of how doing the inner work, building introspection, connecting to self can really take you from one space to a whole entire different lifestyle that you could never imagine. I have on today my dear friend, Jake Wan. Jake is a passionate breathwork facilitator, a podcast host. He's an energy healer, a somatic worker, and he has this unique ability to really guide people towards finding their true selves and their inner power. His expertise has developed a deep understanding of mind-body connection and how to access and harness one's own energy to achieve optimal wellness and performance. His personal journey as a football player and subsequent healing journey has equipped him with a wealth of experience and empathy, and just making him a very natural and effective embodied coach. His mission is really to help people heal and come together by empowering individuals to go to and through their stored emotions and limiting beliefs to liberate them and find true expression and normalcy so we can all rise together. He's really such a gem. I think you're going to love this episode. I always love hearing the testimonies, right? The stories going from this place of despair and, in his case, desperation and depression into where he is today, using his story, using his testimony, the roadmap that helped him in and through the life that he was experiencing to the one that he has created now, and then giving his clients the tools to do the same. I look up to Jake so much. I think he's wonderful. You're going to love this episode. And stay tuned, because next week, finally, I am going to update you guys on the crazy twists and turns of how I got to Hawaii, why I picked up my life, how humbling it's been here to live this minimalist lifestyle but feel so abundant, and just really bring to you the energy that I've been in these past few weeks of moving and transition, and how I have found stability, safety within my body as quickly as I've been moving and quantum leaping and moving from one friend's house to another beautiful space to an Airbnb to a mansion in Oahu and so much more. So stay tuned. I would love to hear what questions you guys have for me on Instagram as I go into that solo episode, so I can really speak to any part of you that is curious how to break from limitation and start living in this beautiful liberation. I hope you enjoy this episode. I can't wait to hear from you. I'm sending you love. And without further ado, let's hop into this week's episode with Jake. Ooh, this is long overdue, Jake. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Welcome.
Yes, I'm very grateful and excited to be here.
Yeah, we are excited to have you. We are so excited to have a masculine energy. We've been switching up the Divine Your Life podcast a little bit, having these beautiful, beautiful males on. And you are one of my favorite people in Austin, in this world. Everything you stand for, from the moment that I started following you, I was like, yep, this guy's got it going on. And we've had the ability to drop in. I'm sure we'll get to know each other a lot more as I just moved back, but just love you and your energy. So tell the listeners who don't know you and love you as much as me a little bit about you and how you got to be where you are today.
Thank you for those kind words. I greatly appreciate it. So the journey of Jake is one that I started out as an athlete, and that is what I dedicated my life to from 5 until 22. So growing up, my dad was a football player. My grandpa was a football player. I was playing football from the time I was 2 years old and started organizational football when I was four. And that was my life and that was my identity. And I grew up in a small town in Rhode Island, and Rhode Island being the smallest state, not a lot of kids made it out to play in college and play in the NFL. There was only like three people at the time that ever played in the NFL from Rhode Island. So when I started playing football, I started getting better and better and like was recognized as one of the best players in the state. So that was really my identity growing up, was Jake the football player. And the pressure on me growing up was Jake is going to be one of the first people to like make it out of Rhode Island and go and play big time. So that's what I grew up in. And that's what everybody wanted from me. And this led me into college where I got injured a lot. I had like seven registered concussions, and I got into my senior year and I couldn't remember plays in college. So I was in the state of like, I would be on the field and couldn't remember the play. And I just remember getting like reprimanded on the sideline and getting benched. And that was like a really hard time in my life. And that led me into becoming a strength and conditioning coach and graduating college and like losing my identity. And it was like 23, 24 years old when I had a person that was like a mentor and a business partner that I went and worked for out of college. He was my strength and conditioning coach growing up. I went and like started a gym with him, and I was in a relationship with a girl from the gym, and everything just like fell apart. I got another concussion from, I was going out and one of my friends punched me in the face and I got a concussion. And then this relationship that I was in that was toxic, just fell through. And then I was being manipulated by my boss, business partner slash brother. And I dealt with all of that. And from that moment, it was like 2 years of being in depression, being in like deep anxiety, not really knowing who I was. And I started to realize like, oh shit, I have all these insecurities and limiting beliefs and traumas that I went through in my childhood. That's what I thought at the time. I thought it was just my childhood, but it goes deeper than that, that were coming up. And I really needed to start facing it. And I just went through this 2 year period of really finding who I was. I decided to go and live in Boston. I went and lived in California. I moved to Texas. I moved back to Rhode Island. I moved back here. I went into another business relationship that fell through. And it was just this whole process of like, Jake, when are you finally going to just start listening to yourself and stop running? And that hit me about last year, probably like 18 months now, when I wanted to commit suicide and not be on this earth anymore. And I was fortunate enough to have mentors that started to come into my life that really stopped me to start looking at myself and looking at the parts of myself that needed attention. And from there, it was really my experience of quote unquote healing myself, but really finding who I truly was that has now allowed me to be in the place that I'm in now of holding space for individuals through breath work, through plant medicine, and through allowing them to come back to themselves.
See, I didn't even know this about you. I'm like, what do you mean? This is powerful. What a powerful picture that you've just painted. And I think that's why I feel the way that I do about you, is because you are an embodiment of this work. You have literally pulled yourself out of some trenches and done the serious work to heal yourself at such a degree in which you can come on and step into this role as a service provider, as a leader, as a heart-led entrepreneur, and lead others through the stickiness, the lifiness of life, right? And isn't it interesting, you made a point that until you really heal, you will be hand delivered the same lessons over and over and over in the form of different business partners and different spouses until we get it. And it sounds like you've met that edge in which you're like, I get it. I get it. And so what was it for you? What was the breaking point? When did you look at yourself in the mirror and decide, I'm going to do something different? I'm going to live my life differently.
It was, yeah, about 18 months ago when I moved back to Austin. So I was doing everything that I thought I had to be doing. I was in multiple business coaching mentorships, and I really started to establish a business, and I was heavily in fitness and nutrition, and I was just working, and got myself to a good point where I was having these big money months, and that's what I thought it was. But I was just grinding myself into the ground, and I would be working from 6 a.m. in the morning till 10 p.m. at night, and my hormones were all disrupted, and I had stress, and I had like an autoimmune condition come up. And I remember just sitting in my apartment and sitting in my chair, and I had this one day where I was like driving around in my car. I was so stressed because I had all this client work and like feeling like itchy in my skin. And I just remember sitting there in my chair and be like, why am I doing this? What is even the point? And why am I even here? Like, what's the point of all of this? Why am I putting myself through this? And that was really my breaking point. I was like, I know that there is more to this life that I am living currently. And I can either choose to give up and be like, all right, I'm out, peace. Or I can stand up to it and I can really start to listen to myself. And I made that decision, and that's when things started to change. That's when like the universe was like, all right, there you are. Finally, you're finally waking up a bit. And then it just started throwing things my way. Like it took me towards breath work, and I started doing breath work every single day because my life coach at the time introduced me to Justin. And for those that don't know Justin, he is really big in the breath work space. And so I started doing breath work and going to his like monthly breath work sessions. And then that led me towards plant medicine. And that was the experience that truly changed my life forever, was when I experienced plant medicine, just because it was such a strong transformation and in like a 3-hour period where I finally realized that I was a part of something so much bigger than I could ever comprehend. And it gave me more meaning to this life.
Yeah. Oh, you know, people probably hear I don't want to assume, but sometimes I even hear 18 months. You changed your life around in 18 months. Like, could you really be an embodiment of this work? And I'm here to testify the same thing. I mean, I've been at it for 2 years. So what, 2 months longer? And yeah, absolutely. And you know why? Because the modalities that we're leaning into, like breath work, quantum leap, they go straight to the root of the subconscious. They go straight to the story. They don't take any time to get really to the root cause. And so, you know, if you're listening and you're like, 18 months is not that long, 18 months is a lifetime in this work, because it gets to be easy and we get to get to the root of things. And when you have the level of commitment to your healing that someone like you does, it does happen fast. Things change quick. And so what was the one thing, it might be breath work, but was there a specific breath work that you did that was like, whoa? And was there a moment in time that you kind of came into yourself, I like to call it, or found a piece of yourself you'd been missing for a long time? And then, since that moment, how have you kept this work going? How have you built the momentum and continued to lean into this work?
So I now facilitate, and I don't want to get too much into plant medicine, because breathwork is a beautiful tool that I use every single day with many people. I experienced a plant medicine called Bufo, and that was the transformative point in my life. And I constantly feel called back to it. So I feel called to the breath and I feel called to Bufo. So I know you asked for one. I'm going to give you two. For the everyday person, breath work is the thing that truly transformed my life. And Bufo allowed me to, I needed to be thrown into a very intense transformative place, because I was going down a dark path, and for the person that I am and growing up in football and very intense things, like I needed that. I needed something to just blast me open. And that was it. It was Bufo. But Bufo led me to going to another plant medicine ceremony in Costa Rica. And then it led me to breathwork. So when I was in Costa Rica, I went through, actually, so I was experiencing ayahuasca, but there was a breathwork session in between our ceremonies that like did the most healing for myself ever, because I had this very, very, very strong feminine wound from my mom. And in that experience, I felt my mom's pain and the suffering that she went through. And I felt her like hugging me. And I finally was like, I forgive you for never being able to see me, hear me, love me. I understand. And so during that, then I went and I got certified in breathwork. And it was during this, the so somatic breathwork is what I am certified in and a facilitator in. And I went and during my ayahuasca ceremonies, it told me to go to this training in Arizona and get certified. And so I went there. And I just remember we went through the training, and during the training we did breathwork sessions, and I had like this 70-year-old lady with me. We got paired up with people, and I was like, please let me get like a male or like somebody younger. And it's like this 70-year-old lady. I was like, fuck. All right, okay. But she led me through an experience where I was just sitting there like roaring, like just everything that I built up in my entire life, not even this lifetime, like past lifetimes as well. And I fully just allowed myself to like express and become who I am. And I remember just this hand coming down, and it was like breathing into me. And it just said, you will lead with the breath, lead with the breath, lead with the breath. And ever since then, it's been breathwork that has been the transformative tool, specifically somatic. But now I kind of see breathwork as just a guiding system to yourself and like to this higher power that we all have within us. And now it's something that I do every single day myself and with other people in my life. So in this room last night, like I had something that I went through, and the healing process never ends. So like 3 months ago, I went through this really unfortunate circumstance. And there was an individual that, again, like a mentor that I was very close with. And I didn't really realize that I was holding a lot of resentment towards him for what he had me experience. And last night I just was screaming and like letting it out. And by the end of it, it allowed me to see, like, I was able to give forgiveness to this individual and forgiveness to myself. So this practice of breathing allows us to get into a place where we can feel, express, and let go and release, and give that forgiveness. So yes, that is now something that I incorporate into my life every single day because of that.
And you're a ripple effect because you practice that, and because you're raising your consciousness, you inadvertently touch and raise the consciousness of those around you. People see you and witness you in your transformation and your testimonial, and they just lean in. And you don't even have to tell them and give them the tools. They just see who you are, who you've become through breathing, through coming home to yourself, to permissioning yourself to express something that men don't typically have a whole lot of tools for, because society hasn't laid it out for them very well. And I want to double click, because we just recorded on your podcast. Go check out The Conscious Coach. It's going to be a dope episode. And you double clicked into the masculine wound from my dad. And now I'm just going to turn it on you. No, I think it's really important. I think it's really important if you're willing to talk about this feminine wound that you had with your mom, and how that has, what that's done for you is how you asked me. And I love that question, because like, what has it done for you and how you now receive women, but how you've come into completion with yourself and how forgiving her ultimately gave you permission to forgive yourself and to liberate. And like, what a weight lifted, right? From my own personal experience. And I would just love to hear, yeah, the extract of that lesson for you, what it's been like since, and what you would recommend maybe to any man that's carrying this
this feminine wound with maybe their mother or just another authoritative figure that was a female or spouse, you know, because it's not always when we're little, even though that's where the rupture tends to happen, that we can create these kind of feminine masculine wounded dynamics. So yeah, wherever, however much depth you want to go in there.
Yeah. Well, I like to go deep. So I said before, like there are layers to it. So I started to become aware of it when I first really started my healing journey. I realized that I was never truly loved as a child, especially feminine wise. And so I started to dive into that. And it was through breath work that I started to be able to forgive my mom. And it was through ceremonies and breath work that I realized that it was much deeper than that. So when we go into breath work or any other healing modality, we have the ability to heal seven generations before us and seven generations in front of us. And so once I started healing the wound from my mother, with not being able to receive that love, then I realized that it went even deeper. And that the way that she was because of the way that her mom wasn't able to give her love. And it went deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So there was specifically a psilocybin experience that I was going through where I was just outside for 4 hours walking back and forth. And like, I felt my mom come through and I experienced her pain. And it was just I forgive you. You can forgive yourself. Like those things that you were holding were not yours. Like you don't have to feel that pain. And then it would be my grandma came through. Those things were not yours. You don't have to feel that pain. And then like my great grandma, my great great grandma, and it kept going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I just realized that all of, and it's funny, I talk from the left side because this is where I feel it.
Which is the feminine.
Yeah, exactly. I was carrying all of their pain and I finally realized that. And I was just outside, like just letting it go for hours, like, and I felt it release a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And then finally, like it just lifted. And it was the hardest experience of my life, which turned into the most beautiful experience of my life. And I'm going to go as deep as we can possibly go with this. I realized that that was happening for me and I was feeling the pain of my human ancestors because it was preparing me for something way deeper than I ever thought possible. So when I was going through that experience with the psilocybin ceremony, it was with my Reiki mentor. I was doing it with her. She's the one who taught me Reiki. And everybody that was there, for 30 minutes, it was like we all went there at night and there was like 10 of us. And each person got 30 minutes on her like crystal healing bed that she does Reiki on. And I was supposed to go eighth, but she eventually came out to get me. And I was like, okay, it's my turn now. And she's like, no, it's actually not your turn, but everybody else has gone because you've just been going through it for so long. Like everybody's done. Everybody's over their trip, but you're still going through it. Like now it's your turn. And I had like these three women who did Reiki on me for an hour and a half. And I finally allowed myself to surrender and let go. And in that experience, I saw that I am a part of something so much bigger called like my universal lineage, like where I come from. And we're called the Sambian universal lineage, but the reason I experienced this in my life was because the people from my universal lineage, like my soul family, the feminine has been really, really hurt. And I'm here in this time as a healer to show them that there's nothing to be afraid of and that they can trust and allow and know that they won't be hurt any longer. So like it was my human family that I was healing for, which was really my universal family that I was healing for. And that is what I had to like allow myself to go through to really see, like, this is why I was experiencing the pain and suffering in my life. And what it has allowed for me now is just to know that, like, the why I'm doing what I'm doing is something so much bigger than myself. And I just have to continuously like throw myself into it.
I had a couple breakthroughs, but one specifically, like, of course, is all I have to say. Because obviously I praise you. I did it for like a minute at the beginning of this podcast, but like you do, you have, and I'm in tune. I can pick up on energies. I think I have the gift of discernment, so I can feel when someone's being their authentic self and when they're masking. You have this tendency to make a female, the feminine energy, feel safe. Like that is your superpower, is like you are open to that. Like you see, you hear, like to actively listen and to see and to hear. And like when you came to my breath work, you were in the front row. And like I felt that from you. Like I felt safe in my power because of your presence. You were like engaged and looking at me. And there was a lot of men in that room who didn't make me feel that way. Right. And this is not like an intimate thing. This is like you being so solid in your ability to hold the divine feminine because of this work that you've done. And it does transmute and it does translate. And for someone who's done the work, they can recognize that. Like, I see that. I feel so safe in your presence. Like, this friendship is one that I highly, highly value because I feel safe there. We don't always feel safe, especially in the male and female dynamic, right? We're like, what is that? Like, you know, and just to be able to be and be seen and felt in your presence and energy is powerful. And so you're saying this, and all I can think of is like, of course, this is his calling to come in and to create space. And because we both have these energies within us, no matter what gender you are, you have this dynamic, you also allow men then to feel safe. Because men do have a feminine energy, their ability to be receptive, their ability to receive and be nurtured and take care of, like, you get to ignite that from within for them. So you doing this work is, you're right, it goes far, far beyond you and your body and your experience, and it ripples out and it creates a safety net for people to fall in and to land in your space. And then because you're in this industry, you get to hold and you have the capacity, and it just keeps growing and widening. And I wanted to reflect that to you, like, just lean in and get curious and do the research, because it is interesting how different people can be called to different things. Like, there's things that I'm just like, that's just not for me. And I'm so glad that that's for you, and whatever it takes for us to come home into the body, like this journey home, beautiful. But it's interesting that you can go there, and because of that choice, like, you know exactly the direct route it's going to take you. And now at this point, you can probably manipulate your experience just ever so slightly because you have a comfortability with it. And, you know, for me, I guess that comes with breath work. It's like, gosh, I try a new breath work and I go a little bit longer and I push my edge and I can meet parts of myself that I've never met and come out of the experience on the same high. But yeah, if you're listening, like, there are different things and ways in which you can be called, which is beautiful. And so now today, where you're at now, because you have a beautiful girlfriend and you're in a healthy relationship with her, how did that happen? Going from these toxic, you know, manipulative relationships in all areas of your life, to the business partner, to the partner that you were calling in, and all of them crashing and burning, to now, like, looking around you, look at these beautiful humans that just like love and adore and take you in for exactly where you're at without any, like, there's just no jealousy, there's no hurt, there's no pain. And how, I mean, do you look up at your life often and you're like, what and how, and like, what is the dynamic?
I wanted the relationship that I have now for so long. I just didn't know how to get there. And it's really funny with this work that once we do the healing, what we're wanting shows up very quickly. So I went for my ayahuasca ceremony, and during a big part of that was, so my second night of ceremony, it taught me how to have a loving relationship with a woman, because the day before I did a breathwork ceremony where I started to heal my feminine wound for my mom, and I felt like I finally forgave her and we finally found that love together. And the next day in ceremony, it was just, I was outside on the grass like this, And it just taught me for 4 or 5 hours how to have a loving relationship with a woman, how to have trust, how to establish love. And the next two weekends later, I'm at my friend Justin's house, and Allison, so Allison is my partner, she walks in, and it was just like, boom, like, that's it, that's her, that's the one, it's it, like, you found her. And so from that experience, we started talking, and it's funny because the next day, I was like rarely using dating apps, and I went on Hinge, and she's the first person that shows up. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay. And I'm like, funny to see you here. And from that, our relationship has really been like holding space for one another to grow and find our true selves. And that's something really beautiful that we do together, is that our relationship has been the biggest ceremony of my life. Like, learning how to hold space for a woman when she's feeling like in her feminine and supporting and encouraging her, and then having those times when she's very much in her masculine and not feeling safe. And it's, how do I stay centered with that? And that has been a very transformative experience. Like, how can I show up better for her, and how can I hold that space for her? It's been the biggest like ceremony of my life. But yeah, I do often, to answer your question, like, zoom out and just am grateful for that. Like, grateful for the people that show up in my life, and I'm grateful for her being there to support me. Like, she's the biggest supporter that I could ever imagine. Just always being there. It's like, we just get each other. I don't even have to say anything, and she does it. And that's just like, I know what love is now, and I didn't know what it was before. And it came from the healing work. It came from like the deep, dark, really, really hard shit that I had to face. And that the beauty has come from that.
I'm convinced that men know. Women can like squirm and take their time and go in and out, and then they come to the conclusion. But I'm like, men know. Right? Like, you guys, there's soul contracts. When a woman walks in the room, and I've heard countless stories of them, like, oh yeah, that's it, done. I love that. I love that you're like, something in you was like, yeah. And then you needed a good kick in the butt from the universe, and she was the first one on Hinge. But like, that's the way it works, right? Like, what ours flows to us effortlessly and easy, and it's usually really not all that complicated. I always say, if it's complicated, it's usually not from God. If it's clear and peaceful, it usually is. And so, like, even ending on that note, just letting people know that, like, gosh, if there's something in your life that you're at tug of war over, and that's feeling really hard and forceful and frustrating, like, set it down for a moment, breathe into it, take some space, create the space, extract the lesson, and then look up at the things that come really, really easily for you, right? I'm moving to Hawaii in a month, and I'm like, that was like silly. Like, my apartment got rented in a day, the same day this mansion came up on Hawaii that was like half off and perfect, you know. I'm like, what? Like, no way. Like, I would be a fool at this point. And so, just like, I really do think the things that enter our life when we're in this healing journey that come so easy are so ours for the taking. And the only thing between us and the infinite of possibilities is ourselves. And any part of us that thinks that we're separate then, or if we have more, we take from someone else, rather than this unified consciousness of like, no, we get to have it all. This is it. We get to have it all. And the more abundant I am, the more abundant you are, right? How many flames can you light with the flame of one candle? The answer is not seven, it's infinite. You can light infinite flames. That is the definition of abundance. And when we can get into that frequency and allow ourselves to be surprised and just in receiving of it all, like, it does, it flows. It flows effortlessly.
It sure does. Yeah, it's a beautiful experience. And on the other side of like the fear, the uncomfortability, is always that beauty. And God, your heart, always talks to you in one sentence, in a positive way, and very clearly. So if anything is coming into your life where it's not positive, it might be like negative and a little bit fearful, just know that that voice that's there, that is guiding you and saying like, hey, let's go towards this. Like, that's the voice you want to listen to. So go towards that.
Yeah, that discernment is the biggest piece, huh? Like that discernment between us and our ego and our fear-based voice and our past conditioning and our subconscious programming and our parents' programming and their parents' programming versus the innate authentic expression within, which is like, this is mine. Like, this was planted as a seed on my heart through God directly for me to act out. And it's a muscle that you build and build and build and build and build and build. But that's why when Allison walks in that room and when this you are here to lead breath comes to you and these things and these ideas, and you know that they're yours, you can act on them swiftly and cleanly and promptly because they're yours. And that's like one of the greatest gifts that we can have. Jake, this has been as good as I thought it was going to be. Better. I have so much love for you and all that you're doing. Where can people find you? Your Instagram is such a valuable space. I love it. You're like one of the first on my page every morning. Where do you hang out and where can people find you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on Instagram. That's where I'm the most active. Jake_Wan, W-H-A-N. My website is theconsciouscoach.biz, so you can check out all my stuff there. And my podcast is The Conscious Coach. So it's where you can find me. Come check out my stuff.
So good, so good. And I'm just going to speak for him. His doors are open, so slide in. Go slide in. Ask the questions. Let us know what you liked about this episode. This is a conversation that we don't have for us because I get to see Jake whenever I want. This is for you guys. This is for you. And we want to know what struck you, what you have questions about, what you're excited about. And if we want Jake on for a second time, because we probably will need him to come back on and elaborate even more, what would you ask him the next time around? And yeah, just go follow him. Such a beautiful energy, such a really light space to land in a heavy world of social media. So we're grateful for you. And thank you guys so much for listening. Like, rate, review, share with a friend. We can't wait to see you back here next week. And I hope you have the most beautiful day.